Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
I'm HRN's executive director, Katie Mosman-Wadler, with a preview of this week's episode of Meat and Three, HRN's weekly food news roundup. This week, we're celebrating Pride. We speak to the bakers who created a custom wedding cake for Charlie Craig and David Mullins, the couple behind the Masterpiece Cake Shop Supreme Court case.
We felt that what happened to Charlie and David was an absolute injustice.
Kat Johnson addresses the controversy surrounding Anthony Porosky, Queer Eye's food and wine expert.
Many viewers thought these recipes were unsophisticated.
And finally, Hannah Forden speaks with nutrition educator Leah Kurtz about the relationship between veganism and queer identity.
It's an interesting way in which food can challenge invisible value systems even greater than sexuality does.
Listen to Meat and Three, that's M-E-A-T plus sign T-H-R-E-E, this week, and celebrate Pride with HRN. Available on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and your favorite listening apps.
Murder.
It is murder.
All right. All right. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Patricide never goes out of style.
Uh-oh.
Happy Father's Day to all you guys who have dads, great dads, all you dads
That's
who have
me.
Sons. Don't forget, love your children, love your parents. And,
That's our host, Mike Edison.
That's
speaking.
It. That's talking about unconditional love today.
Unconditional love at Roberta's studios here, the Heritage Radio Studios. We got what a crowd! I think you know what? I think they're the sun. Yep, that's all right. That's all right. Keep eating your pizzas,
right.
Folks.
That's all right. We're going to talk about this week.
Yes, I know.
The Big Beat suffered this week. We lost two of the greats, DJ Fontana, Elvis's original drummer, one of his original bands. He was the last man standing. And, of course, the great Nick Knox from the classic lineup of the Cramps. And he
That's
was a mountain
sad.
Of cool.
A good guy.
And
he tried to get the Flesh Tones into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the last time we were in Cleveland.
You mean like just through the door? Like,
yeah, before
like, they have to pay admission?
Yes,
like,
before they opened, because he knew the director or something.
I believe the Cramps bass drum is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. See, I don't like even talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because it legitimizes those motherfuckers. And this is going to be a
that
day.
That does it.
This is, no, I mean, seriously,
it's Father's Day.
I'm pretty convinced that they built that thing like that out of glass and cement so I couldn't burn it down.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad they kept you away from it.
Oh, but, you know,
boy, and okay.
Blah, blah, blah's not in there, but Yes is in there, and the doodads aren't. You know what? Quit talking about it. Quit legitimizing it. But Billy Joel's in there. Blah, blah,
but is Billy Joel in
he's
there?
He's probably in there like 19 times. He probably owns stock in the fucking thing.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You know.
Lord have mercy. Okay, but look, it's an action-packed show. It's Father's Day.
It's Father's Day.
I want to say hi to my dad, Peter, down in Florida. I want to say hi to my son in Spain, lounging by the pool in Malaga.
You're doing a great job with him.
I know, it's great.
He's developed him to a very mature, intelligent, sensible beach bum.
Right, he's sensible to be in Malaga, lounging by the pool. And Mikey, I don't know. It's like, who knows? It's like Grady told Fred Sanford, right? Mama's baby, papa's maybe. Who knows, right? Who knows out there somewhere, right?
Who
a genius.
Knows?
A young genius.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, who knows?
Who knows?
I've been like Captain Kirk, spreading my seed across the galaxy.
Exactly, the last frontier. Hey, what about our guest today?
Our guest?
What?
Our guest, Mr. Presidente here. Last night I ate one of those, a Heritage pork chop. It was literally
delicious. Was okay, succulent?
It was literally a double cut tomahawk chop.
They cut it with tomahawks. That's very native.
Dude, it was like one of those things that you see on a billboard in Texas. Like, if you can finish this, we'll buy your dinner for you.
Yes.
I mean, it was like the size of a bedpan, and right. I ate the whole thing. But I'd like to add that I was having dinner with my lawyer, the great Blaine Bortnick, let's hear from Blaine.
He's got some lawsuits. Where's the audience?
Except Blaine. Blaine left a little meat on the bone.
He did, huh? He wasn't chewing on it.
A little meat on the bone. So.
And how did you encounter that the delicious Spanish brandy? A headache in every sip.
Oh man! So that's why you gotta, with the Spanish brandy, when you serve it in coffee, you set it on fire first, burn off
off the poisons, the toxins.
Man, so I've got a bit of a meat hangover and a bit of an Elvis hangover.
You look good, though. You look good.
Really?
Yeah, you look good.
You look good too.
Oh, thank you.
Kind of like you did when you were alive.
Yeah, there you go. Right. But. Okay, just to catch up, so the people catch up, there is an experiment today, not today, but earlier in the week, with cryogenics.
They saved Zaremba's brain.
They did. We did a little cryogenics here, and again, I want to thank my pop for, he gave me some money on my last birthday and said, get that goddamn thing off your face, because I've had these warts on my, or whatever they are, I don't even know what they are. And so the woman, I went to see Dr. Purceau, she's a dermatologist. And she froze it with nitrogen, so that's why this.
I could have done it for half the price.
Of course, I should have gone to
Jason. And by the way,
first.
Jason, the bartender, Roberta, right. Okay, half of that.
Right, I should have gone to Jason.
And you should have gone to Jason, and it comes with cocktails.
I see, for free cocktails. Well,
you look good, Pete.
Thank you. Anyway, if this works out, you know, we'll do cryogenics. We'll start with the warts, and then if it works out, we'll do the rest of me.
Freeze dried Zaremba.
There, so
I could see
for eternity.
I could see us just. I could see the future of the show just being two brains in dishes.
Yes.
You know, connected directly, wired to the mainframe. Of course, it'd be hard.
Exactly.
Brains and dishes don't play guitar.
That's right. What was that? The thing that wouldn't die was a brain in the dish.
Yeah, I like
that.
Like, it's like in that Marcus Brothers movie with the radio's going off, and it's like John Philip Sosa or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, what? And Margaret Dumont says, what's that? What's that? And Groucho says, it's mice. And she says, mice don't play music.
It's
Father's Day. Let's start off a little Daddy Rolling Stone. Let's spin
let's
a record for a change. Run and have some drinks while I catch up to the rest of you. All right.
Let's have
enjoy. Matt in the booth, drop that thing.
I'm Daddy Rolling Stone. Daddy Rolling Stone. Girls call me Daddy. Daddy Rolling Stone. Girls, you think you've had loving. Girls, you think you've had fun. But girls, you ain't had nothing until your daddy comes home and I'm the daddy.
He's the daddy.
Daddy ruler.
He's the daddy.
They call me daddy. Big daddy. Daddy ruling stone. I have my fun in the morning. I have my fun in the night. Anytime I want, but anytime I have it is right. I'm the daddy, oh,
he's the daddy.
Daddy ruler,
he's the daddy.
They call me daddy, big daddy. Daddy ruling stone. Now you all heard about Big John. He was as big as he could be. Big John might have been twice the size, but he didn't know half as much as me. Oh, I'm the daddy, yeah.
He's the daddy.
Daddy ruler.
He's the daddy.
They call me daddy. Big daddy. Daddy ruler. Stop.
Hold on, hold on.
I'm the daddy.
A triangle. A muffled triangle. Very good.
You like that?
I like the muffled triangle.
The muffled triangle.
I love it.
I've
done that.
So last night after I ate this like literally 2-pound pork chop that was
heritage pork chop.
That was the size of a toilet seat. It was delicious. It was fantastic from Newman Farms, pure Berkshire heritage pork.
Oh, man.
And I nailed it.
You're driving me nuts, baby.
It was over almost 4 inches thick. And let me tell you something. A trick I learned from the great Zach Allen. Soon to be formerly of Carnivino Restaurant Las Vegas, told me the secret of how to get a perfect medium rare on a piece of meat that's 4 inches thick. This is great. This is arcane wisdom. I'm bringing this down from the mountain for y'all. Okay, here it is, because I had no idea. How do you do it without incinerating it?
How? Okay. I was going to ask you.
Okay, it's the two-shot method. This is heavy. Everybody get out your notebooks.
Okay, you have two shots of whiskey, and then what happens?
That's how Charles Bukowski makes a steak. He said, in some book, he said, the way you make a steak is you get the skillet hot, you put some butter in, you put the steak in, you go in the other room, you take a shot of whiskey, you come back, you flip the steak over, you go back in the other room, you take another shot of whiskey, and when you come back, your steak is done. That would be the Bukowski method. But here's the thing. You sear four. We're talking about like literally a 2-pound pork chop.
Yes.
Okay. Like you know, this could have been the murder weapon in a John Waters movie.
Yes.
And you sear each side. I went for about like 6 to 8 minutes on each side. I also use this sort of balsamic reduction glaze, it's like sugar, because it's so the meat. Usually, I try to avoid anything like that, but the meat is so big and thick that a little sweetness, a little tang, just helps the pork. Anyway. Sear it on both sides. And then here it is. Then you take it off the grill and you let it rest for 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then you go back and you start all over again and you cook it this time with the grill closed. And because it's going to keep cooking and you're going to be able to get that center to perfect pink. I pull it off when it hits about 130 and let it cook itself to about like 140, which is like a really good medium rare for me for pork.
And then you paired this with a bottle of Carlos Cinco brandy.
That came a little later, as did the Elvis. We paired it with some really good Syrah from Washington State, and some French fries. We went out around the corner and bought French fries from the corner bistro.
Why not?
Because my friend was around the corner, so it's like, go get some French fries. I'll finish the pork chops.
Of course.
And then afterwards, that's when we got into the reefer and the cheap brandy. I got home and I went down the Elvis Presley rabbit hole on YouTube. I know what you're...
I like it, though. I like you being more vulnerable, actually, today. I like that. I'm going to take advantage of it soon. What about our guest, though?
You should have seen me 4:30 this morning watching Anne Margaret Elvis on YouTube.
Oh man,
at my kitchen table, just like
one of the best movies ever made.
Well, I was
where's Brian?
Brian's not here today. Our friend's Daddy Longlegs will be here soon.
Man, he was supposed to be.
And no, they just got off tour.
I know everybody
says,
oh, good. They're relieved, right? The harmonica player doesn't show up. But too bad. Another harmonica player showed up, me. So you're not off the hook, folks. There will be some harmonica player.
Harmonica player.
Harmonica
I was thinking about when I lived in Spain and I watched their version of Wheel of Fortune to learn how to learn how to speak Spanish.
La ruleta de fortuna.
Yeah, more or less.
Más o menos.
And one of the answers to the clues, like, you know, they turned over the letters, was like something parents never want to hear.
Yeah.
And the answer was, Mom, I want to play the drums.
Very good, right.
So this week and last week, we lost two of the great rock and roll drummers.
I didn't even know. I was in the country. This is really...
I saw you were broken up about Nick Knox, a legendary drummer.
He's a good guy.
Cramps, I mean, I'm just a mountain of fucking cool, with like a superb stylist, and you know, I mean, sometimes drummers make the band. They certainly weren't the same after he left. I mean, they weren't the same when they added a bass player either, for that matter. But Nick Knox, in as many ways as Lux and Ivy or the Cramps, to me was you know, part of that crew.
Well, Nick and was Kid Congo, a great guy. Really?
And Brian. After that, to me, that wasn't really.
No, DJ.
And DJ Fontana. So
I
want to play.
That's a big loss.
So dig this, Matt. We got the little DJ Fontana, like just the my favorite drum tattoo. It's the beginning of My Baby Left Me. But play that for us, Matt, because I love this. This makes me nuts. Now, how badass is that? Hey, Matt, do that again.
I think we need to hear that again. While I have.
That's so badass. DJ Fontana, My Baby Left Me. I mean, you hear that just like reverberating through like everything Led Zeppelin ever did.
I'm going to have to watch the 68 special again.
It's the best.
Yeah, well, he does. Elvis sits down and he's playing that dynamite guitar.
Oh, I love the way he blows.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah. You got to run. You got to hide. You got to run, hide, hide, run, anywhere you want me to go. All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, you want to sing a song?
I have a song. I've awoken this morning with a song in my heart. You know,
I woke this morning with something else in my heart, I believe it was like a Woodstock level acid event.
You know what? I don't know why it was I wanted to discuss the Final Frontier today. You know what I'm talking about?
Because you were thinking about getting your brain frozen.
I'm talking about the mind. Is the Final Frontier?
You're talking about the mind.
The mind.
I saw the inside of my mind last night at around 4:30.
Yes.
And then you know what it looked like? Yeah. Elvis and Anne Margaret dancing.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
I know.
My baby loves me, right? Isn't that? Oh yeah, my baby loves me. Yeah. Oh, that's one of the greatest things ever.
Oh, baby, let's not.
Oh man. You could tell there was real chemistry there.
Right, not like her and Jack Lemmon and Grumpy Old Men, which is less plausible than any Star Wars movie.
Wow, even the last one. Hey, listen, why don't we play some music?
Let's
for
play
this?
A song.
Brian didn't show up. What about the author of Moon, Tony Fletcher? Wasn't he supposed to be here? The book is laying there.
Yeah, the book is laying. There's a lot of things you're strewn about. We could talk to the boar on the wall.
The boar's head.
Or the boar's head. All right.
Listen, you know what I want to tell you about?
What do you want to tell me about?
I think something really bad happened, okay? It was a while ago.
Yeah, DJ Fontana and Nick Knox died. We're going to listen to the Cramps a little later, too.
We will, but something bad happened to me, and I want to tell you all about it, okay? And it's, you know?
Okay. All
you know
right.
what I'm talking about?
This is like a segue. This is a cue.
This is a segue.
This is what passes for production on the show.
Hey, 20 nights of torture, 21 nights of fear, 21 nights in jail, and no one seemed to care. 21 days of torture, 21 nights of fear. Let me tell you, I got 21 days in jail, nobody seems to care. Well, I'm waiting for your letter, just a simple word or two. Oh, then I know it won't be long. I'm home with you. I had 21 days of torture, 21 nights of fear. Oh, Lord, it was terrible. I spent 21 days in jail, but nobody seems to care. Wow! What I want to do, now I know it won't be long till I'm home with you. I had 21 days of torture, 21 days of fear. Oh, yeah. I got 21 days in jail, nobody seems to care. Oh, man.
Oh, man, you poor thing.
Okay, Mike. Okay, now that we did this, thank you. This is entertainment, baby.
This is show 243, and somehow we managed not to get a bail bondsman to sponsor the show. It seems so logical now.
Okay.
That's the countdown. 243 today, ladies and gentlemen, that gives us...
I'm just getting comfortable here. I'm just getting comfortable with Roberta's. You know, I always thought it was too cool for me. I'll tell you what, I've been thinking about this song. Was this Magic Sam?
Who, 21 Days in Jail, yeah. Magic Sam.
Magic Sam.
I love Magic Sam. Magic
I know
Sam
you love
favorite.
Him. I know you love him, but here's what I was... You know, he comes up with a great lyrical hook here, a great concept, 21 Days in Jail, right?
One of my favorite guitar players.
But then he falls back on, okay, it's tried and true, right, in the verses. Instead of exploring his theme further and expanding on it, he falls back on this, like, he gets the letter from his girl. Okay, come on, tried and true. You know what I'm saying? He's not talking about, like, the indignities, the injustices in the jail. With the blues guys.
Yeah, okay, that's okay.
This
is a very progressive show, as you know.
Yes, and
we've been against prison rape since the beginning. Okay, I shouldn't even have to say it. We're against it. So
I wasn't in jail long enough.
We don't need Magic Sam. You know,
I'm not getting down on Magic Sam. I'm just saying
to lead that charge because we have been at the forefront of the fight against all known liberal causes.
Right.
We are against poverty, for instance.
I hate it.
Hate it. Air pollution. Can't stand it.
Clean it up, baby.
Water pollution is like the worst.
I'm just saying, as a progressive here, look. He just falls back on the letter from the baby. It's tried and true. Instead of talking about the injustices of being in jail. Okay, here's what I want to say.
At least he was in jail. Last week we were doing Eddie Cochran. Why all not? The songs are about the football team.
Well, and Eddie wasn't in jail.
Well, why not?
Why not? Why shouldn't he? I know he's a juvenile delinquent.
Have you ever been in jail?
Yes, I have. Wait, I shouldn't have said that. Not long enough.
I'd like to see
not
your...
long enough to have many, not 21 days.
You got a jacket?
Yeah, right. You're right.
The look at the Zaremba jacket.
Yeah, I got the jacket and the tattoo under my eye. Anyway, why didn't they have maybe a workshop for these guys? I'm talking about the blues writers, right?
For
Magic Sam, right? Expand on your theme. You know what I'm saying? Well, instead of reverting to a tried and true, he gets the letter from his baby.
He could have done Jailhouse Rock, where the guy goes to jail and it's a fucking party in striped clothes.
Right, it's a jail is cool.
It's like a pajama. It's a big pajama party.
Right, but that's isn't that by Lieber and Stoller or something? They weren't in jail.
A couple of Jews never saw the inside of.
They wrote songs for people who went to jail.
The closest they ever got to jail was talking to an entertainment lawyer.
Right, exactly. Anyway. I don't know. That was my beef about this. You know what I'm saying?
They did write Ryan Soul Block Number 9, though.
They sure did.
So we should do a show just about jail shows.
You belong in jail, Mike. I think a few days would sober you up.
They ought to lock me up.
That's right. Otis and Andy and Mayberry. Yeah. He always had him in the lock.
You hear that? I always knock on wood when I say I've never been arrested. I consider it a grand.
Oh, it's only a matter of time, baby.
I consider it a grand oversight on the case of on the part of law enforcement.
Exactly. I think there's a lot of people that could drop a dime on you right away.
Let me tell you something. If they actually had thought police, I'd be the first one they locked up.
I think so. I would do it, but just to watch you sweat a little bit.
Well, this michelada sort of set me right. I could go for another pork chop, though.
Yeah, I think so. Heritage meats.
It was like being stoned on pork. It was the best.
You're having the what was Adam Richmond?
It was incredible. It was incredible.
You got in the meat sweats.
Man, I was shaking.
Shaking all over. Shaking all over. Oh, yeah, baby. All right.
Yeah. We're really gonna play that? Tell you what, I think we should.
Let's do an instrumental. Give me a nice funky riff. Dun dun dun. In A.
In A.
Yeah. No. You'll never know how much I really love you.
You'll never know how much I really care. I think it's time to play the Cramps.
Play the Cramps.
I Nick Knox died. I felt really horrible. Going to see the Cramps early on was one of the really formative experiences in my life. I remember the night they. This wasn't the first time I saw them, but it was around the same time. Kid Congo was in the band, and it was the night they recorded their live record, Smell Female, and they played two sets because they were recording. And the first set went over. It was a little dry. I don't know. People weren't really moving. I think everyone in that room took the same acid because when the second set started, okay, everyone's eyes were lit up like headlights, and the place was moving and shaking and jumping, and it was really, really one of the at the Pepper Lounge one of the great 45-minute sets like I've ever.
The first time I saw the Cramps, they were opening for Suicide. It was probably at Max's. Of course, Miriam. It was their debut in New York when Miriam was on drums. And I know Miriam is going to be quite sad, actually, because she was a very good friend of Nick's and was looking forward to seeing him when she moved back to Cleveland. Anyway, let's hear the Cramps, baby.
All right.
We love the Cramps.
All right, Pete. I want to use your eyeballs for dogs.
Open your eyes, you and my dear.
Oh, man.
I want to use your eyeballs for dials on my TV set.
Ah, yes. Well, Nick Knox, J.D. Fontana.
It's been a brutal week for the big beat, man. I love that record, Songs of the Lord Taught Us, and the singles, The Gravest Hits, and a few other things.
Oh,
I tell you, after that, to me, you know, we were talking earlier about Psychedelic Jungle. To me, it got a little. I know it was a very popular record. The shows were still amazing, and Lux,
it was the same
God bless
show.
Him,
it was the same show.
It just got
show.
Weirder and weirder and weirder. No, it was different. It was different after Brian left and Kid Congo.
That's true.
Joined. It was definitely.
But, I mean,
different.
The songs were still in the same order, though.
But it got a little Paisley. I just want to say, it got a little bit Paisley. It got a little chick-friendly. Instead of like, I want to use your eyeballs for dials on the TV set, it was like you're kind of like walking through, I don't know, it became a good trip. You know, the acid seemed not to have deleterious effects, it seemed.
Talking about tripping, that's what I'm saying. We have to explore the mind. It's the final frontier.
It is.
And the way to do it, we tried it with LSD. But maybe this.
I had a pretty good experience.
You look like you. How's it now? How is it now? Okay, the hungover, Mike Edison.
I see inside my brain. I see Elvis dancing with Anne Margaret.
Oh, that's a beautiful vision. Baby loves me. Oh yeah. Right. She's practicing with the dance troupe in the high school gym.
Right.
He drops in. Oh man. And he gets up there and like.
His legs are so loose. I mean, I don't know how he does these things. He's dancing.
It's so beautiful.
You know what's great? When you watch these, and I was watching Ed Sullivan, too, some of these early Ed Sullivan things. Like, what a great guitar player Elvis was. And on the comeback special, you know, you forget. I mean, he's really shaking it up with the acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
I mean, that band, that acoustic guitar is a brilliant.
He plays
solid,
an electric in the special, right?
Right. But that acoustic guitar with that band with Bill Black and DJ Fontana and Scotty Moore, I mean, that acoustic guitar is like driving the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. He got lazy, unfortunately.
You know.
Hey, listen, you know what? We're out of beer. I think the show's almost over.
Yeah, man.
I have to say it. We're out of beer. We got to go
All right.
visit
Matt,
Jason
put in for a pork chop pizza for us.
Pork chop.
Pork
double pork chop.
Double
4 inches
pork chop
high.
Pizza.
Now we know how to cook them.
I want my pizza half double meatballs. Can you see if they'll do that for me? Half double meatballs.
They'll do anything.
Put the half meatballs back together again.
All right.
With mozzarella.
You wanted to sing another song?
I do. I'm done. I woke up this morning since it's Father's Day, and this is for all the fathers out there. Actually, this song's about domestic violence, but it's a cheerful song. Anyway, let's do this and dedicate it to everybody that's listening.
All right.
Everybody out there.
Episode number 243.
Song by Big Lucky Carter.
Next week, you know, next week.
Is there a real guest?
We have a legit guest next week.
Who is it?
He's the author of...
I like just having you here, especially hungover.
Guests are so overrated. But next week, we're going to talk about wine. But actually, what wine did Jesus drink? For real, that's going to be the topic tomorrow. We're going back. How far back? Way back. We're going back 6,000 years, Daddy-O.
Well,
2,000 years to Jesus, but we're going back all the way to the beginning of wine, to Samaria and the Fertile Crescent, and we're going to figure out Egyptians made beer, and
they did.
And we're gonna drink some of it.
Okay,
some of it next week. Anyway, you got a song?
I got a song on my
list. All right, just like the other, only better,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, only better, baby. Hit me with the turnaround right now, Metanol, baby.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Hey. Well, I got to break that lock on my baby's door. Break that lock.
Gotta break them.
Well, I gotta break that lock on my baby's door.
Break that lock. Gotta break them.
And if I ever break the lock, then break that lock no more.
Break that lock. Gotta break them.
When I came home last night, drunk out of my head, I thought I saw some other guy jumping out of my bed. Lord, I gotta break that lock on my baby's door.
Break that lock, gotta break that lock.
If I ever break that lock, I'll never change the lock no more. Here I go. Through the peephole, see what I could see. Another pair of eyes were peeping back at me. Lord, I gotta break that lock now. I'm a baby.
Gotta break that lock. Gotta break that.
And if I ever break that lock,
She'll never break that lock no more.
It's Arts and Seizures with your host, Mike Edison.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody. I'm Nick Latham.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.